Hi WPRB, my name is Steve Gillis, and I'm going to share a Christmas memory with you, if that's okay. This happened when I was about 11 or 12, and it was the first time my family and I went to Christmas Eve Midnight Mass. I went to church every Sunday because my parents could make me. I was already becoming one of those insufferable teenage atheists. You know, I'd point out all the hypocrisy in this middle-class suburban church. I know I was a bit young for it, but I was a BMX bike rider and I hung out with older kids, and I just kind of got a head start on being obnoxious like that. But I was kind of excited to go to Midnight Mass. I liked the idea of everything being like still and silent when I went. I didn't think I was going to have like a religious experience, but I just wanted to be at church when it all felt different. Before church, we all sat down as a family to watch a movie. This was before every family in America had a VCR. I think every family except for ours in America had a VCR. But my dad would rent VCRs on special occasions. So he rented a VCR. He was not really up on movies, but he had this New York Times critics list of the 50 best movies of all time. So he pulled a movie from that, and the name of the movie that we rented and watched on Christmas Eve was The Exorcist. Church did feel different that night. You know, the priests in their collars and the incense, and all those crucifixes. And, you know, I was 11 or 12, so, you know, seeing the girls, like, from my class out, you know, past our bedtime, and they're dressed in their Sunday best, it was pretty menacing. I didn't want to stop being an insufferable teenage atheist, but I wasn't so sure there wasn't a devil anymore. I went to bed that night really, really traumatized. But then I woke up on Christmas morning, and I found out that we did own that VCR. And we had a copy of the 1980s BMX freestyle movie, Rad, which I think it was pretty unfair that was left off the New York Times 50 Best Movies list. And then I opened my presents and I got some Diacomp 990 dual pulley mounted back brakes. For the rest of that year, the oncoming year, I learned a lot of really cool tricks using those back brakes. And by the time the next Christmas rolled around, I was just laughing at how lame all the tricks in the movie Rad were compared to the stuff I was doing. Except for that backflip. I think that was special effects or something. So I guess the message, if there's a message to this story, focus on what's really important, you know, forget all your religious stuff and just, whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever, I really hope you get the present you want.